Welcome back to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast where we dive into the world of quantitative finance, market insights, and sometimes the unexpected connections that shape our understanding of complex systems.
And today we have a truly fascinating and perhaps surprising topic from the pages of Wilmot Magazine. We're discussing an article by Aaron Brown titled "Conspiracy Theories Are Out to Get You." Now, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with quant finance? And that's exactly what we're going to explore. It's a great question, Finn. Aaron Brown starts by talking about Michael Shermer's great course on conspiracy theories, and he immediately clarifies his own stance. He doesn't call himself a conspiracy theorist, but rather a conspiracy analyst. He defines a conspiracy theory as a plausible case that requires an implausibly large, efficient, and unmotivated conspiracy from nominally trustworthy people. And he makes a very compelling distinction, illustrating it with the Challenger space shuttle disaster. He points out how the official commission, despite being staffed by experts, initially buried the true cause, the O-rings losing elasticity in low temperatures. It was only due to people like Richard Feynman, with his unique blend of scientific rigor and skepticism, that the truth came out.
Exactly. Feynman was persistent, even setting up a simple demonstration with ice water and an O-ring on live television to prove his point. This story, I think, holds a lot of resonance for us in the quant world. How often do we encounter official models or narratives in finance that, upon closer inspection, have underlying flaws or omissions that are overlooked due to institutional inertia or vested interests?
Absolutely. It highlights the importance of deep, independent scrutiny, even when faced with seemingly authoritative pronouncements. If you think about it, a quant's job often involves questioning assumptions, digging into data, and uncovering subtle inconsistencies that might completely undermine a widely accepted model or forecast. The Challenger example is a stark reminder that even the most reputable bodies can miss or perhaps unintentionally obscure critical information.
And that brings us to another key point Aaron Brown makes. He describes himself as a systemic conspiracy theorist. Not in the sense of believing in grand evil plots, but in the understanding that large organizations, regardless of their stated mission, are prone to revealing only partial truths, diluting information, or even outright misleading. It's not necessarily individual dishonesty, but the needs of the organization overriding transparency.
This is a crucial takeaway for quants. We often rely on publicly available data, research, or official reports. Brown's perspective encourages a healthy skepticism towards these sources. If we're building models based on inputs or historical data that might be incomplete or subtly biased due to organizational incentives, our models will naturally inherit those flaws.
And he brings in a fascinating point about how understanding conspiracy believers might be better served by a Bayesian statistician than a psychiatrist. This is where it really clicks for quants. Bayesian thinking is all about updating our beliefs based on new evidence. It's a probabilistic framework for evaluating claims, looking at the likelihood of an event given prior knowledge and new observations.
That's spot on. Instead of dismissing inconsistencies as mere noise or accidental errors, a Bayesian approach would incorporate them into the probability assessment of different scenarios. It's about weighing the likelihood of an official explanation versus an alternative, considering all the dots, the inconsistencies, the omissions, the curious timing of events. For quants, this translates to rigorously evaluating model assumptions and data quality. We're always trying to connect the dots in market data and economic indicators, and sometimes those dots lead to conclusions that contradict conventional wisdom.
Exactly. Aaron Brown concludes by saying he sees dots everywhere, but doesn't feel the urge to connect them all into one grand theory. He believes in evaluating each cluster of dots on its own merits. It's a nuanced view that emphasizes critical analysis and probabilistic reasoning over an all-encompassing, often unprovable narrative.
So, while the article is ostensibly about conspiracy theories, its underlying message is profoundly relevant to quantitative finance. It's a powerful call for intellectual humility, rigorous analysis, and a healthy dose of skepticism when approaching any complex system, be it a financial market or a historical event.
It really is. It's about being smart and critical in how we process information, something essential for any quant modeler navigating the complexities of financial markets.
That's all we have for this episode of Wilmot's Quant Talk.
Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to bringing you more insights next time.